It's time for the Yoda Squirts Podcast.
Poker? I hardly even know her.
Hey.
Welcome, one and all, to Yoda Squirts 23. If you want an interesting experience, the next time you get blue balls, and I mean really blue balls, sit on the toilet and take a dump. It hurts like crazy. Speaking of toilet...
Play-Doh Fun Factory. This is my third poop today. My butt has really been experiencing the miracle of creation today.
There's no Tommy Tibbins this week, as this last weekend has been quite busy. But instead, I decided to take you all on a little adventure.
I am in my car. I don't know if you can hear me very well or not. I don't have anything particularly important to say, but... that's not any different than any regular show, is it? Just having to be careful at the moment. So, I have talked before on the show about Twitter. About how... oh, I should turn my lights on. Oh, my lights are on. Never mind. Right, now they're off. Now they're on. Right. Okay. Right. Anyhow. I've talked... don't mind the noise. I've talked on the show before about Twitter and about how the show now has a Twitter account. To make it even easier to find... if you go to the webpage, yodasquirts.blogspot.com, and you look on the bar of awesomeness on the right-hand side of the page, there is now a button for Twitter, where if you click on that, it will take you to the show's Twitter page. So, to make it even easier for you to follow the show on Twitter, go there. And click away. And do the Twitter thing. Because I do post updates on Twitter. I have been about what I am doing, especially when it's show related. Such as recording or having just posted a new episode. Which, of course, is just for those that... wouldn't find out any other way, considering you can subscribe to the RSS feed and get that information directly. Right, so that's the update about Twitter. What else? I will insert some music right here. Welcome back. Still driving. Passing vehicles at night with their headlights on. fun stuff. And that's really all I have to say about that. Right. Well, I am back in the car, having completed what I set out to do. I do have a very small, short, funny story. You know how if you're in an unfamiliar environment, you're not always completely aware of the things around you, or at least their location, layout, distance, things of that nature. Well, I was in my friend's bathroom. Not a bathroom I go in very often, that particular one. And I took a leak. And it was a good leak. You know, it was nice. Anyhow, as I bent over to pull up my pants, as it turns out, well, the bathroom, you see, isn't particularly wide. Not a very big bathroom. And there was a dirty clothes hamper directly behind me, which I was aware of, but I wasn't aware of how close it was. So when I bent over to pull up my pants, I ran me nuts right into the corner of the hamper, you see. As in, it kind of came up behind me and gave me a little tickle. I thought that was humorous. All right. Navigating the streets late at night. And you are coming with me, Squirt Crew. Don't you enjoy being my passenger on this journey? And I really hope this is recording and picking up what I am saying. It certainly should be. I don't know about you, but I am tired. I am looking forward to a nice warm bed. Right. So, I watched the new version of Clash of the Titans tonight, among other things. And I had not seen it before. I've seen the original Clash of the Titans multiple times, but I hadn't seen the new version yet. And I have to say, I know it didn't get very good reviews. I know the reviews weren't that great, but I enjoyed it. It was well done enough, it really was. And it was also different enough from the original version to be something of its own movie. So that way you can still enjoy the original version and the new version separately. It's not like one is trying to replace the other. Much like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where they're similar, but the new version is different enough to where you can enjoy them each on their own. It's not like the new version is trying to replace the old version. And it's the same way with Clash of the Titans. Alright, well, I think I am done recording in the car for now.
This has been Yoda Squirts Squirt 23. You can email the show at yodasquirts@gmail.com. You can visit the show's website at yodasquirts.blogspot.com. You can subscribe to the show there, and you can also click on the button to take you to the Twitter feed, like I mentioned before. Tune in next week to be wrapped in another warm squirt. Oh.